praise God. Today, praise God, as we have gone through some portion of the word of the Lord, praise God, we have introduced to you, amen, praise God, some gospels. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, and even a gospel that I didn't even touch on, praise God, that is referred to as the gospel of God. Nevertheless, praise God, we have, amen, praise God, heard, amen, concerning the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God, we have heard concerning, amen, praise God, the gospel, amen, that was preached to Abraham. Amen, we have heard concerning the gospel of the kingdom. And we have heard concerning the gospel that is identified as the everlasting gospel. That's the final word. Can you say amen? And that everlasting gospel is the good news that continues throughout eternity. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And so I won't have the time, because I'm not going to, amen, try to be keep you here till the night. Can you say amen? To go through every one of them, wow, praise God, on this morning. Okay. And so I'm proposing, praise God, that, amen, in the next series of messages, praise God, yes, we will deal with these gospels, can you say amen, as they are presented to us in the word of the Lord. Amen, praise God. And amen, we often... Amen, praise God. So we'll be dealing with, amen, praise God, the gospel, amen, praise God, of, amen, praise God, that was preached to Abraham.
Right now.
We'll be dealing with, amen, the gospel of the kingdom, and we'll be dealing with the everlasting gospel in the messages that will come, amen, on the Sundays following. Can you say amen?
Yes,
we want to focus today on the gospel of the Lord, yes, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
Amen, praise God. But, amen, praise God, when we refer to gospels, can you say amen? Most often, praise God, we are referring, when we use gospels, praise God, most often we're referring to the writers of the gospel. Amen. Those men that God used to write Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. And so most oftentimes, praise God, when we refer to the Gospels, we are talking about the writers. And amen, praise God, what Matthew wrote, what Luke wrote, what John wrote. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, what Mark also wrote. Amen. We are looking at, amen, those. Can you say amen? And as we come through, amen, praise God, to, amen, Paul, and as he addresses the New Testament church, amen, he makes it clear, praise God, that there is one gospel. And, amen, praise God, he tells us, praise God, that there's not another gospel. Can you say amen? And so then we are left with a quandary or a question mark in our mind when we see that Jesus preached, amen, praise God, another gospel. Can you say amen? And through the Spirit, praise God, amen, another gospel was preached to Abraham, and amen, praise God, and certainly, praise God, the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, after his death, burial, and resurrection, they preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And so, praise God, we, amen, praise God, might say, all right, Paul, why is it, amen, praise God, that you were telling us about one gospel when, amen, the word of God presents to us, amen, praise God, these other gospels? And, amen, praise God, what we need to be mindful of, amen, praise God, that Paul, amen, praise God, is drawing on the specific, amen, praise God, of one of these gospels. And so, praise God, understand that while, amen, praise God, all of the gospels that we find in the Word of God, amen, specifically have a good news message concerning a specific thing. Can you say amen? All of these, amen, specifics relate to the one God who is, amen, our God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And so then, praise God, amen, as, amen, Paul writes to the church at Galatians, he's making, amen, praise God, a specific reference, amen, praise God, that comes out of this gospel, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there is only one Savior.
Yes, yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes, Lord.
And no matter, amen, praise God, what other good news, or that's what gospel is about good news. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen. No matter what other good news others may try to bring you, amen, praise God, amen, the idea that there is someone else that can save, or someone else that can deliver you outside of God is foreign to Scripture.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, there is only one Savior. And amen, praise God. And there, therefore, can be no good news of any other Savior but the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. He alone is the one that is able to deliver. Amen. So we don't look to the right hand. We don't look to the left.
No.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
For God has made it plain as he revealed himself in the Old Testament that I, even I alone am God.
Yes.
And beside me there is no Savior. Can you say amen? So if you're looking for deliverance, you've got to look to God. Can you say amen? There is no other way to look, amen, praise God, for you to have a way out but then to look to God. Amen, praise God. God has so ordained that you will not be delivered, amen, except be delivered. Can you say amen? You want to give him a praise today. Amen. God has made it plain. Amen. That I'm the one, amen, that brings you out. And amen. Praise God. He begins, praise God, to let us know, praise God, on an earthly level for Israel to realize that the one that got you out of your bondage in Egypt, it was me. Can you say amen? It wasn't, amen, praise God, that you were a great nation. Can you say amen? In fact, I allowed you to become a nation in bondage. Amen. Praise God. You were not even a nation. Can you say amen? When you came down into Egypt, but I grew you there. Hallelujah. How many know God can grow you? Even in adversity. They came into Egypt, 70 some odd souls. But 430 years later, God had raised up a nation. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor that God did it this way. He put a nation inside of a nation. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. It's not unreflective of the New Testament church. We are the redeemed of the Lord in a world that sin curse. Can you say amen? We are among those who don't know God, but we are the light that shines in darkness. And I want you to know that darkness will never comprehend this light. You better praise him today. This light will shine out of darkness. And God has ordained it to be so because the world needs a light to lead them to truth. Can you say amen? And so Israel, praise God, became a nation, amen, under bondage. Amen. They were treated favorably at first. Amen. But as the time drew nigh for their deliverance, amen, the persecution got a little harder. Y'all ought to praise him. Sometimes when it get a little bit more difficult in your life, you can realize I'm getting closer to my deliverance. If I hold on just a little while longer,
life, if you look at the circumstances, it looks like it ain't never going to change. And you say, but I know a God who holds change in his hand. Heartbeat. He can do it in an instant. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, Israel. Hallelujah, Saul. Amen. Praise God, a deliverer come. Can you say amen? But when the deliverer arrived, they didn't recognize he was the deliverer. Can you say amen? They had cried to God because the taskmasters were cruel and hard. They had to work all week long. Can you say amen? Suffer the whip on their back. Can you say amen? But three, let me say, 80 from 430 leaves 350. Is that right? Can you say amen? So 350 years when they were in bondage, God was preparing deliverance. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. 350 years they were in bondage. Amen. But God was working. Can you say amen? Amen. He began working right there in Egypt where they needed their deliverance. Can you say amen? He began to raise up this, amen, this one that should have been dead, but he was drawn out of the water. Can you say amen? Hence his name became Moses, meaning drawn out. Can you say amen? Because the male children, amen, should have been cut off, but God made provision that that child would not die. Can you say amen? Why? Because he was going to be, amen, the leader, amen, of the deliverance of the nation of Israel. Can you say amen? And so 40 years, Moses grew up as, amen, an Egyptian. He learned about the ways of Egypt. He was set to be a ruler. He was a great, amen, man in Egypt. But God had another plan. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, God always got a plan. He ain't never lost. He always got a plan. Can you say amen? And tell your neighbor, even when it looked like ain't nothing happening, God is working. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he's working. He's working. He's working. Even now. Amen. 40 years. Amen. God. Amen. Put strategy in Moses. Can you say amen? Why? Because, amen, he would lead the armies of Israel before he turned over that leadership to Joshua. Can you say amen? Moses was skilled, amen, in military, amen, praise God, maneuvers. Are y'all here? Hallelujah. God ain't slack about his preparation. We need to know what he's going to use you for. He going to make you ready. Tell your neighbor, when God say go, you can go. God don't sit here until you're ready. Y'all better praise him. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, when God say go, don't give no excuse. In Egypt, can you say amen? He was on the high hall hill. Can you say amen? But how many know you gotta know more than about the mountain top? You gotta know about the valley. Go on. I can't be on the mountaintop all the time, but it's You don't want sunshine every day. Amen. Cause where the sun shines every day is called a desert. Can you say amen? It ain't nothing growing there. Can you say amen? But you need a little rain every now and then. Can you say amen? Can't be sunshine every day, but I need a little rain in my life. Can you say amen? Cause I heard the songwriter say, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God. You got another reason to give him the glory, to give him the praise. Tell your neighbor, God ain't breaking me, he's making me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God ain't breaking me, he's making me. Can you say amen? You gotta tell that devil who told you you gonna die. Was in king's palaces. Can you say amen? But he brought him out to the backside of a desert. And he came out from being in king's palaces. Amen. To watching over sheep. Can you say amen? But thank God. Amen. Sometimes God got to get you in the valley to give you the revelation of who he is. Can you say amen? Listen, Moses had an identity with the Hebrew. He got that in Egypt. Can you say amen? He related to his natural brothers in Egypt. But God had to bring him to the back side of the mountain to get a relationship with him. Can you say amen? And while he was back there, amen, God began to show Moses, amen, that I am a fire. Can you say amen? I'm a fire. Can you say amen? And I can burn, but you can still be whole. Amen. God can light a fire in your soul, and you can burn and still be whole. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Amen. Moses got his attention drawn to God by looking at a bush that was burning, and the bush was burning, but it was not consumed. Can you say amen? It brought Moses, amen, up to the bush because it was a curiosity in his mind. How in the world can this bush be on fire and it not be consumed? And he walked up on the holy ground, and God said, take off your shoes. Can you say amen? Cause I gotta tell you something. Can you say amen? And the ground that you're standing on, it is holy ground. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? 40 years in Egypt, 40 years on the backside of the mountain. Can you say amen? 80 years in preparation. God don't have to rush. He's God. Because he gonna see to every detail that is needed. Can you say amen? And just because Moses thought God had overlooked something, can you say amen? We gotta realize God don't overlook nothing. Can you say amen? If he took 480 years to get Moses ready, amen, Moses didn't have no excuse. Can you say amen? But Moses, instead of looking at God, he looked at himself. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't look at you. Don't look at yourself. If you look at you, you're going to get distracted. You're going to doubt your ability. If you look at you, you're going to be shaking. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So don't look at you. Don't look at you. Don't look at you. Don't scare you. Look at you. Don't frighten you. Look at you. Don't make you doubt. Can you say amen? So don't look at you. Set your heart, your mind, your eyes. Set it on God. Look at God. Look at God.
Yes, Lord. I'm stuttering. Hey. I'm going to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what we say, Pastor.
Speech impairment. Mm. And you're going to send me back to Pharaoh. I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're eloquent. Mm-hmm. Can you say
that's
amen?
What we say, Pastor.
I know they're not going to respect somebody that can't speak.
Hey.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? And God reached out to Moses.
Yeah,
can you say amen? He asked him, who made me?
I'm telling you.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, thank you, Jesus.
Why
I'm sending you to Pharaoh. And I got a message. Can you say amen? You're talking to me about you stammering. Can you say amen? You're not an eloquent man.
My God.
Amen. Praise God. I'll be with your mouth.
Oh, yes.
Can you say amen? And what more do you want? When God tell you he'll be with you, what more you want? Don't satisfy everybody. Can you say amen? God say I never leave you and I'll never forsake you. But that don't satisfy everybody. But what more do you want? Because the Bible declares that if God be for us, who can be against us? Can you say amen? Y'all already know the story. Amen. Praise God. Moses had more faith in Aaron's ability to speak than God's ability to be with his mouth.
Amen.
Can you say
help me,
amen?
Lord, help me.
Aren't you glad that even with our imperfections, God still uses us?
Yes. Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That as great a man as Moses was, amen, God allowed us to see that there was area in his life that he didn't want to trust God. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Why is God showing us that? He's showing us that because we can realize that when you got areas in your life that you seem like you can't trust God, amen, it's not unusual. What you got to do is work on it.
That's
turn
right.
it loose.
Right.
Give it over to the Lord. Let God know. I believe you, Lord. I believe you are who you say you are. And who does he say that he is? I am a Savior. I am, hallelujah, able to bring you out no matter how long you've been in. When I get ready to deliver, here come a man to Pharaoh. Amen. Praise God. Out of the desert. Been in Egypt before. Maybe some recognized him. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Telling the Pharaoh and the Pharaohs. Amen. Praise God. The idea of the Pharaoh, praise God, was that they were descendants of the gods. Amen. Praise God. In Egypt, praise God, the Pharaoh, amen, praise God, was looked upon as being a descendant of Re, Hara, and that was their sun god. Every Pharaoh, praise God, was looked upon as being a descendant of Ra, amen, their sun god. And so, praise God, amen, praise God, Pharaohs were looked upon by the Egyptians as deities.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
They were the deity that would save the nation. And that's why, praise God, the burial sites of the Pharaohs were so elegant.
Wow.
Amen, praise God, the pyramids and the great pyramids, amen, praise God, it was just a burial site. Amen, praise God. And what was it, a burial site for? The Pharaoh. Why? Because he was to lead and go across, amen, praise God, the river Sphinx, and amen, praise God, to find life, eternity, so that he could continue life for the nation, amen, of Egypt. And so the Pharaohs were worshipped. Can you say amen? They were looked upon as gods. And here come this shepherd, amen, praise God, saying to the Pharaoh, let my people go.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
amen. Pharaoh, amen, praise God, believing he's ascended from God, is looking on this shepherd. Can you say amen? This Moses, can you say amen? And telling him, who is this God that you're talking about that I should let, amen, Israel go? Can you say amen? But guess what? The time had run out. Amen. It wasn't going to be bondage no longer. Can you say amen? When God get ready, the songwriter said, you've got to move. Can you say amen? Amen. Ain't no options. Ain't no if and but about it. But when God get ready, you got to move. And God had decided, amen, praise God, that they would only be there for a set time. And when that time had arrived, it was time for deliverance. And Moses, praise God, amen, brought the message and the word of deliverance. Let my people go. And amen, praise God. But Pharaoh resisted. But you know the story. 10 plagues later, all the resistance was gone. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. When God took his firstborn son, can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. They didn't have to ask Pharaoh to let him go. He put him out. Get out of here. Can you say amen? And while you're on your way out, take some of this gold. Take some of this silver. Can you say amen? Take some of these things. Can you say amen? Nobody shot an arrow. Can you say amen? But God is a deliverer. Can you say amen? God brought Israel out of bondage and brought the nation, amen, that was a premier nation of the world, down to her knees. And amen, nobody moved as Israel moved out under the blessing of God. Tell your neighbor that Nebuchadnezzar was right when he saw the three Hebrew boys come out of the fiery furnace. He said, no God can deliver after this matter. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, can't nobody deliver you like our God can deliver you. Tell them again, can't nobody deliver you like our God can deliver you. Amen. There ain't no change. It ain't no bondage. Can you say amen? Money, women, disease, can't nothing hold you. Even the demon, amen, legion, couldn't hold that man when he made up his mind, amen, that he wanted to be delivered. He came to God with a whole bunch of devil. But how many know it makes no difference how hard the problem, because God said, is there anything that if you want out, you'll be able to get up and give him the praise. It's on lowest down. You'll still praise him. Can you say amen? Why? Because I want out. I want out. I want out. I want out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen, the cry of the righteous is not ignored. He ain't gonna let nobody else deliver you. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? When you say I want out, your friends won't do it. When you say I want out, your money won't do it. When you say I want out, you can't do it. You gotta wait on God, cause he alone is the Savior. He alone is the deliverer. He alone is the way maker. and beside me there is no Savior. So Paul writes to the church at Galatia and lets them know the specificity of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior. Can you say amen? Amen. No other way. Amen. No other way out. Can you say amen? Amen. Forget the program. Can you say thank you, Jesus? No other way out. Can you say amen? Forget. Amen. Praise God. Your resolution. Can you say amen? Because you resolved today and you messed up next week. Can you say amen? Your resolution don't mean nothing. Resolve this. That beside God, there ain't no Savior. Can you say resolve? That he only is the way. Can you say amen? And without him, there ain't no way. Tell your neighbor, without God, there's no way.
No way.
Specificity of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That he alone is able to deliver. He alone is able to save. And so, amen, Paul writes, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Can you say amen? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Either, amen, praise God, you choose to die or you choose to be delivered. Can you say amen? Delivered from what? Delivered from death. Can you say amen? What does God come to do? Give you deliverance from death. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. The only way to have life is to have the Son. And if you don't have him, you don't have life. And so, praise God, he comes to deliver from death. So know, amen, praise God, that this life in the natural is not the life, amen, that God wants you to have. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God, eternally. He's not looking for you. Amen, praise God, to have that natural life. Can you say amen? Amen. Eternally. But he wants you to use that natural life to bring you to eternal life. Can you say amen? So if you're not using your natural life to bring you to eternal life, you are wasting your natural life. Can you say amen? But God don't want you to waste your natural life. He wants you to use that natural life to come to the everlasting life. So he has come that you might have life, and that you might have it more. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, let us not, amen, disappoint. Amen, praise God, the efforts of
God.
Because God has done everything he can. Amen, praise God, for you to be saved. Everything. He left glory for our salvation. He went to the cross on Calvary for our salvation. He bled, he suffered, for our salvation. He was ridiculed and called out of his name and cursed and abused and beaten for our salvation. He did everything for us. And even when, amen, praise God, it was so difficult to make that last can you say amen? Amen. The cross is the result of a decision. Can you say amen? That was made in Gethsemane. The victory was won in the garden. It was displayed on the cross. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the victory was won in the garden. It was displayed on the cross. Can you tell them again? The victory was won in the garden. It was displayed on the cross. Can you say amen? Because when he looked into the cup, can you say amen? He saw the suffering, amen, that he would have to bear for all of humanity. Before, right now, and whatever else was coming after, amen, he would have to bear it all. Amen, praise God. We, amen, praise God, as mortals don't know the pain until we experience the pain. But he, as God, knew beforehand what the pain would be before he ever experienced it. And when he looked at it, can you say amen? His flesh backed up and said, Father, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. If you be willing. Amen. Praise God. If there's another way, can it be another way? Let this cup.
God, my God.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But thank God. Amen. God knew something. God.
Thank you, Lord.
And he was our example.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. When it gets so hard, amen, praise God, that even your flesh want to back up and you don't want to do. Can you say amen? What did Jesus do? What? W.W. Amen. Praise God. J.D. And then what would he do? You know what he did? He went and prayed again.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? He went back and prayed again. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
He
tried to get somebody to pray with him. His disciple. Lord. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The first group, Peter, James, John, and the rest of them further back. Amen. He didn't go all the way back. He came back to the three. Can you say amen? Told them to watch with me. That means, amen, pray God, be alert. Be praying with me. Can you say amen? I'm struggling up here. Can you say amen? I got a decision to make. Amen. So God in flesh was human.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Yes. He got tired. He got weary. He ate. He drank. Can you say amen? Right. And some decision, at least one, was difficult. Yes, can you say amen? Amen? Why? Because of the price that he would have to pay. Amen. But God had already put his word out. Amen. Praise God. I'm the only Savior.
Oh,
can you say amen? Amen? If you fail, amen. Praise God. Or if I fail you in flux, you ain't gonna be saved. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I'm the only way. Can you say amen? And he came back and they was all sleeping tired. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Wake up. Can't you watch with me for 1 hour? Can you say amen? Amen. But he looked at them and he saw that they were willing. Can you say amen? In spirit. But they flesh was weak. There is the key right there. Can you say amen? Your weakness of flesh. Can you say amen? That's what humanity struggles with. Your weakness of flesh. But thank God. God is the Savior. He is a deliverer. He is a way out. No way. He is able. Can you say amen? Last time he comes back and he tells him, sleep on. Can you say amen? Amen. I already got it. Can you say amen? I already yielded. And I told my Father, amen, in that typology. Can you say amen? Is that God was God robed in flesh, but he was still God over the whole universe. Can you say amen? For he that was Father was also Son and was also the Holy Ghost. Not three persons. Amen. God was not schizophrenic. Can you say amen? He had no personality disorder. He knew who he was. Amen. And he was only one. Can you say amen? And he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Can you say amen? And the way he showed he had the victory is he went up on the cross at Calvary, suffered, bled, and died, that you might have, amen, the right to eternal life, so that the world might know that there is a Savior. Can you say amen? Gabriel didn't lie, because he told them, amen, shepherds, unto you is born this day a Savior. And who is he? He is Christ the Lord. And sure enough, amen, praise God, his name was called Jesus because he would save his people from their sin. So the word of God stood fast because God said, there is no other Savior but me. And when he came in flesh, it was very God who came to save us. And because he came to bring salvation, amen. People are funny. Can you say amen? They with you today, but not tomorrow. Can you say amen? But when he rode into Jerusalem, they spread the palm branches. They laid their coats in the aisle. And they cried out, Hosanna. Can you say amen? What it means? Save now. Can you say amen? Why are they telling Jesus to save now? Because they recognize he is the Savior. Can you say amen? Recognize who he is. Can you say amen? You won't be able to call on him to get the deliverance that you need. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is a Savior. I'm getting ready to close, but a few days later, the ones that called out Hosanna were shouting, crucify him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. They were asking for a murderer. Amen. Praise God. Instead of the Lord Jesus. What am I telling you? Amen. Take God as your Savior and don't let him go. Hold on till he deliver you. Hold on till he bring you out. Hold on till he make a way. Tell your neighbor just to hold on. Can you say amen? Hold on. Can you say amen? You may not feel amen encouraged, but hold on. The tears may run down your eyes. Is our only hope. You'll never turn away from him. Can you say amen? You will cling to him. Amen. You will cling. Amen. Even to the point that Job cleaved to him. And Job said, though he slay me, still gonna trust him. I gotta hold on to God. Anybody going through anything?
Thank you.
God. There's not another gospel. There's not another gospel. There's no other good news about any of us.
Yes,
amen. And praise God, the Lord God, He's our Savior.
Yes,
He's the Lord Jesus
Christ.
And if you hold He will bring you. Come on,
Jesus.